February 5, Letters to Heaven. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Prayer is not an expiation for sin. It is not a penance. We need not come to God as condemned criminals, for Christ has paid the penalty of our transgression. He has made an atonement for us. His blood cleanses from sin. Our prayers are as letters sent from earth, directed to our Father in heaven. The petitions that ascend from sincere, humble hearts will surely reach him. He can discern the sincerity of his adopted children. He pities our weakness and strengthens our infirmities. He has said, "Ask, and ye shall receive." Many of the human family know not what they should ask for as they ought, but the Lord is kind and tender. He helps their infirmities by giving them words to speak. He who comes with sanctified desire has access through Christ to the Father. Christ is our intercessor. The prayers that are placed in the golden censer of the Savior's merits are accepted by the Father. Every promise in the Word of God is for us. In our prayers, present the pledged Word of Jehovah and by faith claim His promises. His Word is the assurance that if you ask in faith, you will receive all spiritual blessings. Continue to ask, and you will receive exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. Educate yourself to have unlimited confidence in God. Cast all your care upon Him. Wait patiently for Him, and He will bring it to pass. We are to come to God not in a spirit of self-justification, but with humility, repenting of our sins. He is able to help us, willing to do for us more than we ask or think. He has the abundance of heaven wherewith to supply our necessities. God is holy, and we must pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. 1 Timothy 2:8. We are to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Matthew 6:33. We are to be ready to receive the blessing which God will bestow upon those who seek Him with a whole heart, in sincerity and truth. We must keep the heart open if we would receive of the grace of Christ.